Americans work too much. I think everyone can identify with that in America. If you have a job, if you're a typical working person in the United States, a typical working adult, if I said to you, do you think you work too many hours during the day, too many hours during the week? I'm guessing you would say yes. And what a lot of people would say to that is, well, that's just how business works. That's just how commerce works. If you're going to get ahead, if your business is going to be successful, you've got to work hard. Americans work hard. We have a good work ethic. That's why we have the best economy in the world, because we work hard. Everyone else in the world is a bunch of lazy people. So yes, of course we need to work hard. And you've got to prove, you know, if you're working your way up the ladder, you got to prove yourself. You got to do this. You got to do that. There's too many things to do. How am I supposed to work only 5-6 hours a day? There's too many things to do. I already work 10 hours a day, and I don't even get half the stuff done I'm supposed to get done. How am I supposed to work less than that? Americans are taking less vacations now than they were before, and they're working more. And they're more stressed out, and they're more depressed, and they're more anxious, and their marriages are suffering, and their parenting is suffering, and everything is suffering. and it just seems to be getting worse, particularly in Seattle with all the techs like Amazon and Microsoft and Starbucks and Boeing. And you just hear all day long about how everyone just works all the time. Also, I just read in the news that Sweden is going to try a 6-hour workday, that they're actually reducing their hours. And other European countries actually have, you know, they take the entire month off. And us Americans look at that and say, like, oh, what a bunch of lazy bastards. But I don't think anyone would think Sweden is lazy. I think their economy is doing well. I'm part Swedish, and I say tip of the old cap to you, my Swedish brethren, for addressing work-life balance and trying to improve the lives of people holistically rather than being driven by the almighty dollar. Well, a podcast listener wrote in and said, okay, great, we've heard you rant about this, and although I totally agree with you, what do you do about it when you're working with your clients? When a client comes into you and seems to be working too much, how do you put all this soapboxing into an actual practice with a client? Well, that's what I want to talk about with you today. Before we get into that, let me introduce the podcast, which is called Psychology in Seattle, and let me introduce myself. My name is Dr. Kirk Honda, and I am chair of the Couple and Family Therapy Program at Antioch University, Seattle, and I'm also a licensed therapist. Also, I want to mention that I think I'm going to have at least one episode per week that is for everyone, meaning that non-patrons will have access to at least one episode per week. And then if I do any extra episodes, those will be for patrons only. At this point, I'm making a lot of extra episodes, and it's sort of fun. I get to interact more with everybody, and I get to do, you know, shorter episodes and sort of topical episodes and more current episodes. And so I don't know what I'm doing with this thing. I have no rhyme or reason. All I know is I want you to become patrons of the podcast, and I want to have a good time doing this, and I want to be able to dedicate more time to it. And everyone's been great about becoming patrons. And so anyway, if you're not a patron, go to patreon.com. Also, I'm working on a way to possibly get patron-only episodes to work with a podcast app like on your phone, like Downcast or Pocket Casts, or there's a number of different podcast apps out there. Because right now you have to go to the Patreon page and then listen to the podcast, the exclusive patron-only episodes. You have to go to the Patreon page and click on a secret YouTube link and listen through YouTube, which is pretty cumbersome when you think about it. But I'm new to all this, so bear with me as I figure it out. And if any of you know any of this stuff, let me know. But I'm currently looking into a way to maybe provide a different feed, a different podcast feed that is for patrons only that you need a password to get into. I don't know. I have no idea. So along these lines, this episode is just for patrons of the podcast. So if you're listening to this and you're not a patron of the podcast, this episode will end before the content begins. If you want to hear the full episode, like I said before, you have to become a patron of the podcast at patreon.com. Patrons of the podcast get access to exclusive episodes like this one, along with other various benefits and swag. Also, part of your pledge, 20%, goes toward the charities that I've listed on the Patreon page. So again, if you haven't already, go to patreon.com and become a patron of our podcast, our humble little podcast, to get access to this episode. And you do that by going to the Creator Posts tab on Patreon.